are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilona Europa, Accent On Monday. Everybody knows I love Monday. Why do I love Monday? Because Accent On is on. And sometimes I'm putting my own accent on me speaking bad English with an accent. Sometimes I'm putting on accent on amazing music. And this is the day that will be putting accent on a really, really, really wonderful band who really has a good news, you know, to tell us, share with us. Also, I have a gentleman who is very important to this band. This gentleman is like, I will say, a business guy. Band cannot live without guy like that. And I will say, we all need to. I'm also musicians. Everybody knows it. I'm singer. Everybody wants guy like that behind the band, behind the singer, behind anything what's happened when it comes to the music. And okay, then we can talk. I can talk. Everybody knows Ilona Europa likes to talk, but I think I need to really give microphone to my friends. We have in our studio musician, beautiful gentleman, really good looking. Everybody needs to go and see his picture on Accent on a Facebook, or just go to the website of the band. That name is
Angelus Flight.
Everybody repeats Angelus
Flight
again.
Angelus Flight.
That's funky accent. That's not how it sounds. You know, you need to tell again, Liam.
Angelus Flight.
You repeat.
Angelus Flight.
Ilona repeats Angelus Flight. I think everybody right now remember the name of the band. Okay, who are you?
My name is Liam Kevany.
Liam. This is very English
Liam,
name.
Yes. It's short for William.
Oh, is this American name?
I'd like to say it's Irish.
Irish, then you have some roots, yes.
I do.
England. Okay. Yeah. Again, could you repeat your name?
Liam.
And second name?
Kevany.
Because people need to remember this. You know what?
Next year,
maybe everybody will be screaming your name, yeah, and will buy your CDs, because we are here for a reason.
Exactly.
We are pitching. What we are pitching? Release of
Angelus Flight's first EP.
This is so exciting. I cannot even believe, because I know when I had my first album, and I have a few of them already released, you know, you always think, is this the right group of songs that you put on an album? Is this the, mostly we have more songs, and then we are choosing. How many songs is on your album?
It's only 4 songs.
Then it's really, EP. Maybe it's the best 4. Good luck to you. Okay, I would like to move to this very important gentleman who is sitting also in a studio. Again, we love you. Why band and singers love people like you? What is your name?
My name is Johnny Shore.
He has an accent from Chicago. I love it again. Johnny, you are promoting this band, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have on the line, on the telephone line, another promoter. Then maybe I will just introduce this lady. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. And this is Natasha Mira, yes?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I understand that all of you really have a big connection with USC.
Yes, correct. Johnny and I are both music industry students at USC, and we're putting on this EP release show for Angelus Flight as a part of one of the classes we have for our major.
That's very unusual. I don't understand, because I think you never met yet, Liam. Did you?
Yeah. We will be meeting this Sunday when the show is, but Johnny introduced us to the band, and our group fell in love with their music and thought it would be a great pairing for our project, which is to put on a show somewhere in Los Angeles with no budget Our professor's name is Ken Lopez, and it's a live production and promotion class. So,
oh, okay.
It's sort of a world experience on.
But the most important. I'm so sorry. The most important is to just like the band that you will be promoting. Yes, and your role in this project is again what?
Well, my role was sort of to help coordinate everything. We have a couple of people in our group. And it started out first having to pair a cool act with a cool venue, and sort of pairing that all simultaneously was the main challenge and the assignment that our professor, Mr. Lopez, wanted us to go through. So it was quite a challenge, but it took a few weeks and preparation and coordination, but we finally got a venue, which is the Mint in Los Angeles, and Angela's Flight came along and agreed to do their EP release show. So now we're going to hopefully have a wonderful time on Sunday and hear some good music.
Oh, that's lovely. I know Natasha Natasha Mira is also a singer-songwriter, yes?
Yes. And Johnny's also a singer as well.
That's where I will go. Johnny will be talking in a second. Yeah, we'll be playing one of your songs also, because I think it's something really special when the unusual people who never knew before each other just decide to just put their brains and hearts and just do something cool for the band, and I hope will be very, very successful. It's a really good band. You know, and I know the friendships are building in the moment when we speak. Then I'm very, very happy and proud of you, Natasha. And yes, you can stay online with us, or you can say bye-bye. But you said Mint, and if you want to buy tickets, where we need to go for that?
You can go on to you can go on to the mintla.com. Tickets are for $5 pre-sale at $10 at the door. So we're hoping to get a good turnout from that.
Okay. Thank you, Natasha, and thank you for calling in to LA Talk Radio to Accent On. Like I say, we'll be playing Go Now and Tell Her, your song, a little bit later, and good luck with the project. I'm sure a lot of people will come, and I think you really chose a really, really, really good band, and good luck with the project, okay? And with USC studying.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, now my guest in the studio, Johnny. You are the important man. You are the everything, because, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, obvious, I had a few managers also, and they are, oh, without me, you cannot exist. I always say, I am a musician, singer. Without me, you cannot exist. Then managers say, you cannot ever make money if I don't help you sell your music. I'm like, hey, if you will have nothing to sell, like good music that hopefully I have, you will be also not rich. This is the conflict, but I think it's the most important to understand that we both, musicians and promoters or managers, we cannot live without each other, but we need to find the perfect match. Mm-hmm. Do you think, Johnny, for this moment, is this the perfect match for you?
I think this is a really great project that we're being able to work on. I'm actually not formally Liam's manager. He actually, Angela's Flight self-manages himself, but being able to work with him on this project has been really great.
Yeah, definitely. It's a match made
okay,
in heaven.
But you also are studying in USC, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and you also?
Yes.
Okay, then tell me more a little bit. I'm dying. I need to drink water. Okay, tell me more. How did you find out the band?
Yeah, so me and Liam are actually fraternity brothers. We became really close through that in our pledge semester, but also, like, we've also been playing music together. Of course, I've been a really great fan of Liam's band since they've been working together, and I'm also a singer-songwriter, so obviously I had a lot of interest in that.
The next show will be your music.
Oh, of course.
How many songs do you have?
I actually...
Record it.
I spent the summer recording an EP in a studio.
Four songs also?
Four songs.
That's a good lucky number.
It's a good number.
Yeah. That's a good four. Okay. That's beautiful. I really think USC does something that many schools in America, they don't, okay? Because we have the PAP, yes, department, PAP Music Department,
right.
And also, it's not only about training the perfect singer-songwriters, but also add to it business part of it. Because, yeah, most of musicians are flying in the clouds. We just don't want to deal with what is really very important, the money game.
Yes.
True, the industry is always changing.
Very true.
You know, you don't need to do everything, because I also don't believe in life that you need to know everything and do everything on your own. I really believe you need to just know who is the person that you are talking to and understand what they talk to you about when it comes to special finances and you know, signing any contracts. Then that's always the trouble. Okay, then I understand we have right now a beautiful singer-songwriter who's supposed to sing for us, and we have one recording, great songs that we'll be playing. Also, you can play, and you will be playing live, which is beautiful. Something like that, acoustic guitar, you know, is ready
Thank
and
you.
Tuned, and your voice, mm-hmm. and just you will explain us a little bit more what a genre is that you are writing, what is the band, who is part of your band, I understand, four gentlemen.
Four is the number of the night, yeah. you know.
Gosh, is something there. Okay, now that maybe before I will let you, I will be loving to listening to your song, maybe you tell us a little bit more, how did you meet your friends? Is this all because of USC? Friendship become?
The band?
Yeah.
Actually, we're all high school friends.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because we're all from L.A.
But you knew each other from the same school?
Yes.
The same high schools?
Yeah.
And band was created in time of the high school years?
The band was created actually after high school. We formed the summer after my freshman year at USC.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you knew everybody had different talent. I need to know. We have four guys. Happy,
yeah.
lucky four. Okay. Again, it's you.
So Liam. It's me. I play guitar. I sing. And so that's my main thing in the band.
And of course, you are composing.
Yeah, and I'm writing a lot. And then we have a bass player
okay.
who goes to USC.
What He's is his name?
The bass player is Sean Alexander.
Hello,
Let's give
Sean.
A shout out to Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean. Okay.
AKA Brother Thump.
Brother Thump.
Brother
oh.
Thump.
Brother Thump.
He likes to slap that bass.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Thump is very important
yeah.
in the music of
it.
I mean,
you got a thumb.
Oh, you got it. Especially in dance music. Oh,
yeah.
You really need to.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to... Okay, number three. Who is number three?
Number three is our very talented drummer, Caliber Cleveland.
That's an unusual name also.
Right? His real name is Caliber.
Caliber.
That's pretty cool.
Caliber.
Shout out to Cali. What's up, Caliber?
Hi, Caliber. That's my way of saying Caliber.
I like it.
Oh, Caliber. If this will
Caliber.
Be in Polish, it will be Caliber.
I'm sure he'd love that.
I'm sure. yeah. And we have one more person.
Last but not least, I like to call him our secret weapon. This is our hype man. So some of you out there might not know what a hype man is, but our hype man's name is Issa Mansell Alva, otherwise known as Issa Man. And he... basically sings background vocals. He, you know, he sings choruses with me. He plays tambourine. And he dances his butt off.
Hype man. That's, you know what, again, I think it's genius. This is a very genius idea. And this is something I don't know how many people really... reuse. No, they don't. They have
yeah.
people before the show who hype the public, you know, to just make
yeah.
people, you know, be exciting about what's coming. But having on a showman in a way, you
yeah.
know, on the stage that does little dancing and little everything
exactly.
is very, very exciting.
Yeah, he runs into the crowd and dances with people and then comes back and sings and then runs around some more. So.
That's beautiful. You know,
yeah.
I think time for the music. What about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What do you be playing for us?
You want me to play first?
I think so.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be playing an acoustic version of a track off of our EP called Golden Glory.
Golden Glory.
Golden Glory.
Who wrote the lyrics?
This was a combo of me and Issa. Oh, I forgot to say, he also writes lyrics. That's one of his biggest parts in the band.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, I cannot wait.
Okay, here's Golden Glory.
Beautiful.
I don't want to see you cry. A no one could protect you from the sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we'll know what's right. I'll see you when it's time to light of the sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we'll know what's right. I'll see you when it's time to light. Thank you. tripping on the clouds for fun, and the sky is a playground. The raindrops are a sound. I don't wanna look you in the eye and tell you that I'm alright, even though that's a lie. I don't wanna see you cry. No one could protect you from the sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we know what's right. I'll see you at the top of the light of the sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we know what's right. I'll see you at the top of the light. It drains my energy. A dusk ain't gone forever. When the sun sinks, it's lost in ecstasy. I don't know how to tell her. When the sun sinks, it drains my energy. A dusk ain't gone forever. When the sun sinks, it's lost. I don't know how to tell her. Take you from the sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we know what's right. I'll see you at the start of the light. The sun and its golden glory. At least you've got one hell of a story in the end. I think we know what's right. I'll see you at the start of the light.
Really, really good. You know, of course, you are a great, great guitar player. That's amazing. And your energy, you're really
energy
good.
Energy definitely shows, yeah.
Thank you. I mean, it's hard to do without the band with me, because they really bring it. But
No. You know what? We also, everybody loves acoustic versions of songs. And that's, you know, you can play and sing so well, you are already a winner.
Awesome.
And I know
Thank
everything
you.
What happened with you and behind you adds only greatness to your performance. And this song is a part of your CD?
Yeah. This is going to be on the EP.
Could you give us four titles?
Yeah, the EP is going to be Gypsy Woman, Golden Glory, which I just played, Manhunt. And the last song, we actually just filmed our music video for it too, which that'll be out for the EP show. And that song is called Broken Mirror.
Aww, okay. If you can describe your music, because that's what we were not talking yet about. How you will describe, what words you will be using?
To describe our music, like our
yes.
sound? It's been kind of hard to put a point on it, because we all play jazz and blues and funk, but the basis of our music is rock, I guess, and we take influences from jazz, R&B, funk, soul, Just basically anything that sounds good, but it basically is rock.
You know, obviously, when I was listening to your songs, and the one I really went crazy about, and has a lot of people on SoundCloud, we can listen to all your tracks, yes?
Yeah.
All band tracks.
We have two singles out right now.
Yes, then, you know, please, people, go and just listen to it. Again, what is the title of the song? That's, you know, our...
On SoundCloud?
Yes. This one that has a lot of already listens...
Our first single on SoundCloud is called Temporary Connections.
Yes, that's the song. Sorry, obviously, you know, I forgot the title, but
no,
you are here to
no
just
worries.
Telling us. And and you wrote a song with your friend, yes?
I wrote Temporary Connections was kind of what gave me faith in that I could lead the band, because it was the first song that I kind of wrote by myself, and I brought it to the band, and... it just sounded great, so that kind of gave me a confidence boost to start trying to write more.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit in front of studio that you said that you like to write to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Why do you like that?
Well, when I have lyrics that I didn't write, it's inspiring to hear, you know, what, in this case, Issa Man comes up with, and I can kind of get the vibe of the lyrics, and then I start maybe hearing chords in my head and a melody. And it's just easier to work with that as opposed to starting by myself and, like, coming up with lyrics by myself and then writing a melody and chords to that. So it's nice to... I like collaborations.
That's
so that's
beautiful.
Why me and Issa work so well together.
Oh, what about you, Johnny? Yeah. Because you are writing, you know, I don't care. Yeah, I sit on the piano and I'm waking up in the morning, I feel good, okay? And chords, everything is just... pops up very easily, and I don't even know, because obviously my English is funny and I'm writing funny words to whatever pops up in my head. Then sometimes I'm just walking, cooking or cleaning or something, and the lyrics popping up in my head. Just I'm writing. Mostly this is a hook. I just don't know. I'm starting always my songs from the hooks. And Natasha, who talked to us before, she is amazing when it comes to verses. Yeah. Oh my gosh, and it's just so cool, and her lyrics are also great. And we had her before in a show, on the show. Yeah. Then, you know, I know a little bit about her writing also. And how about you, Johnny?
Yeah, for me it really just depends. Sometimes it really comes from the music, and then other times I'll have really a solid idea in mind when writing the lyrics, and then I can kind of develop the music around that. But you know, I really think it's amazing how a song develops over time. You know, when I went into the studio this summer to record the EP, what I had originally got completely shifted into a whole new kind of fuller sound once you introduce a whole band, once you introduce new elements to it.
Sometimes I think this is good. Sometimes I think it's horrible. You know why?
Right.
I'm much older and I had the pleasure to work with so many amazing producers and the people who are, you know, the biggest one, with Kelly Clarkson and Cher and Madonna and Killers and people who are writing music to this, you know, to the great artists and who I am, okay? Ilona Europa came from Europe and I'm writing funky songs also. Then I'm talking to these guys and for whatever reason, they just decide that my music does inspire them in different ways. I have different maybe chord progression than they are used to, or just funky English, like I say, and my voice is really weird too. Then, you know, but sometimes they are really taking my songs into places that I love so much because the songs is becoming something else. But sometimes I'm so angry because I don't recognize my music,
right,
you know. And then that was my beginning. But after a while, what I found out that all these babies, the songs babies, even when maybe I don't feel very comfortable with the version that somebody did for me, I trust them that they're producers and arrangers are amazing and they did what is the best for the song from their perspective.
Yeah.
And I let the song just sleep. And then after a while, a few years, you have 70, 80 songs and, you know, from nowhere, you know, publishing company calls and say, I need a song for this movie or that movie. I'm like, why did you choose this one? Because we liked it, you know. And then I learned my lesson. You do not complain and don't focus completely on what you thought your heart and brain sees. And sometimes I have 4 or 5 arrangements to the same songs. And then when you work with DJs, oh my gosh, they change your song. You really don't know who you are in the end. And it's so hot. Then I know when you play the song beautifully, and I'm sure, you know, when we'll be listening to the version that is pre-recorded and is already ready to go, I'm sure it's completely different. And you say you like collaboration, yes?
Yeah, I do.
then, you know, in a way. When you have rehearsal, are you rehearsing all in one room?
Yes, of course.
And do you, how long the rehearsals are going?
Well, since we have this big show coming up,
yes.
And we haven't been playing any shows just because we want people to come to this one, and we've
okay.
been getting our live show ready. We usually have like a solid two-hour rehearsal.
2 hours rehearsals and
yeah.
full amplified everything, like
amplified,
ready to go.
Everything.
How many songs you're singing? Because you mentioned you have four, you know.
Yeah. And
then how long will be the show?
Well, our set's probably going to be 10 songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which means you really chose the you know, from the 10th, the four that you think.
Yeah.
Which one will be a single?
We might... Oh, Broken Mirror, definitely, because we filmed the video for that.
Okay.
So that music video, once it's out, that's definitely going to be...
When you'll be releasing video?
The video is going to be released when the EP is released on November 10th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now that everything is happening, Mr. you know, very big businessman, what do you think you'll be doing right now to make this show successful? And this is this Sunday. We need
yeah,
to, again,
oh,
repeat.
Doing,
this
oh.
is very, very important to repeat the place.
Yeah.
And where is this? In Mint?
Yeah, it's at the Mint, L.A., in Hollywood.
What time?
It's going to be at 8 o'clock. Doors going to be opening at 7. We actually have a girl's going to be opening. Her name's Elisa Gray. She's a really talented musician. But our lineup is actually, Angela's Flight is bringing in two of their really close band friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To open up for them. So it's going to be a really good celebration.
We can mention their
yeah.
names?
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. We have Jacaranda Red.
Okay.
Who is, we like to call them our brother band because
aww.
We all went to high school together. All of us went to high school together.
You know, and it's so good because, again, if you know the music, you feel comfortable
exactly.
what is in front of you, and
yeah.
you can take your show a little bit level this, or
yeah.
then sometimes you can just switch. They could be, you know, number two, you
yeah,
could be number
of course.
One. And I love it because, you know, people, a lot of people think that musicians are very fighting between each other,
yeah.
who is better, who is on the top, or
right.
my song is better. To me, place in is for everybody in this world. And we cannot compare our music to anybody else, our voice, songwriting skills, with anybody else. Because really what we all are going for the style and for the way how we sing that nobody yet did before,
mm-hmm.
yes? And if you describe yourself, you never took lessons, yes, vocal lessons.
I just started taking vocal lessons. I'm taking vocal jazz lessons at USC,
okay.
just because I do play a little bit of jazz on the side.
Okay, you want to improvise? What you are looking when it comes to the jazz?
Well, when it comes to the jazz vocal lessons, I'm studying with Sarah Gazarek,
mm-hmm.
who's a great jazz singer, but she's just a very accomplished singer in general. So I'm just looking for technique, and that's basically the main thing that she's guiding me on, and it's great.
And, you know, when it comes to your scale, I know we are talking very, very unusual things. This is really deep. When it comes to your scale, do you think, did your vocal develop over the years? Do you see the range of your voice
yeah.
going? Did you start to being, because right now we are baritone, I think. You really
oh,
are,
yeah, definitely.
You are baritone. But when you were a little bit younger, this is the comfort zone, or you were singing much higher?
Well, it's kind of funny. I started singing when I formed the band, and we've been together for a little over a year. I never really sang growing up. I was always scared to sing
wow.
in front of people, yeah. And then before I started Angela's Flight, I was doing a lot of sideman gigs, you know, playing for other people. And I just kind of wanted to have my own project, and I wanted to sing finally. So I just said, you know, screw it. I'll just try to
you
sing.
You need to.
And it's going great. You know, I'm starting to actually learn how to sing, which
oh
is
gosh,
nice.
You know, don't say it. You really sing very well.
Thank you.
You know, I am a vocal coach, and I finish music academy and vocal training and stuff like that. And I have a lot of titles, but I have a lot of beautiful talents that I'm working with in my own studio also. But I always say, when God gave it to you, you almost do not need a teacher. And I'm maybe shooting myself in the foot because I know that's my also earnings.
Yeah.
But I know when you have a raw and beautiful talent, eventually the talent will develop beautifully. And I really, really, I think you're great.
Thank you.
I'm keeping the song for a little bit later because it's
no
something that I would like to close maybe our show. And I have a Natasha song.
Sure.
And Natasha is not here with us, but I think it would be good to hear this girl a voice, and she's studying also music, like I said. She's singer-songwriter, Natasha Mira. Go now and tell her. was great, Natasha.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh Harris, because, yes, we love Josh Harris. He's a really very talented producer and arranger, and his Rocktronica style that we love a lot, I think, is shown beautifully in the song. Anyway, we have this gorgeous singer here. We have this perfect recording that I want to play in the end of the show. But I think because we have you here and we have your guitar and your talent, we need to ask you to play and sing for us more. Oh. How do you like it? How do you like it?
How do you like it?
More.
It.
Okay, would you be singing for us?
So I have this isn't on the EP, but this is just a song that works well with just me and my guitar.
Okay. Will this be sad song?
No, it's not a sad song.
Do you like to write sad songs? I love to write sad songs.
I do. I've written a couple sad songs.
Okay.
They just come out nice sometimes, you know.
I know. For no reason or for reason?
Sometimes for no reason.
My ex-husband always was worried when I was writing sad songs. He always thought this about him. And I said, no, I just felt like that. But, you know, then you need to be very careful in a relationship.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you write sad songs, you know, yeah, from time to time, happy. This one is about?
This one I actually wrote for my girlfriend.
Yeah. And it's a happy song.
Yeah, it's a happy song.
It's got good
song.
Endings, yeah, and it's all about love.
Yeah. All about love.
I love love. I really do. Do you like a love, Johnny?
Love.
Okay, then I will unmute your beautiful guitar. And title of the song again?
It's called Cloud 69.
Oh, I wrote a song that had Cloud 69
really?
In my lyrics too, with German composer Michael Zoom. Hi, you are somewhere in Germany right now. Yes, it was on.
Hi,
my
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, he's a great composer and he writes for big productions like theater and musicals, but also loves. And sometimes he comes to America and writes with unusual German-American artists. And I captured him once by pure accident, and then he became my friend for like 7 years, and we miss him dearly. Anyway, yeah, Cloud 69. I cannot wait to listen. And what is your girlfriend's name? Can we say it?
Yeah, my girlfriend's name is Alex.
And, hi, Alex.
Johnny was pointing to himself like he's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Johnny, you're second.
You know what? Nothing wrong with that.
When he has a voice like that, it's like, steals my heart.
You're melting. We are melting around you. Johnny, do you have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend.
What is her name?
Her name is Shani.
Shani.
Hi, Shani.
Very unusual name.
Hey, Shani.
Also, gosh, we all have beautiful,
yeah,
unusual
lovely
names.
We're awesome.
Yeah. Okay, we'll say hi to Shani also. We feel like in family and just beautiful. I want to hear the song. Everybody wants to hear the song. Liam, please play.
Bless us.
I will. La, 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 la. Got to get my starting note there. I want to know your soul and hold it in my hand. Feel it with my fingertips. Let your thoughts fall through the cracks like sand. I wanna know your soul, and you don't have to hide. Stay here with me. We can lay down and stare into the sky. And I want you to know, until you take my hand, that I will stay right here and dig my grave into the sand. About the past, to know where we've met would be nice. I wanna meet your soul and ask about before. Questions all around the room, answers spilling to the floor. And I want you to know, until you
will stay right here and dig my grave into the sand. And I want you to know, until you take my hand, that I will stay right here and take my grave.
Put me in the mood of like sitting in a couch, starting fire, get a little bit white wine because I don't like red.
Okay.
Have a puppy wine. Dogs, two of them, on my lap.
Wow.
Yes, I have multi Shih Tzu and tiny schnauzer, blind, and he loves me. Anyway, and then listen. I would love listening to your music. It's a very, I think, personal. You are very personal, and way how you write, I think you'll be very, very successful. Sorry, band, playing acoustic versions of all your songs.
Thank you.
It's really something very, very cool, beautiful. I'm so feeling that the style of singer-songwriter is coming back.
Yeah.
I think, I am crazy when it comes to dance music and pop and rocktronica, but I see, and DJ's world, this all comes around. I remember many years ago when I came to L.A., you know, all young girls, Britney's, they were singing. Then boys bands, then we had before rock bands, then hip hop was going crazy, then hip hop was matching a little bit with dance, now we have dance going crazy and really ruining the world. But slowly, I think slowly we need to come back to the roots, and that's what you represent, you know. Then that was beautiful.
Thanks.
Your girlfriend is lucky. I hope hope she knows that this is a song about her and how both of you met.
She knows
that.
You out there, baby girl? You out there?
Okay. You write for your girlfriend, too?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Again, we are booking you soon, you know. Then
for
you
sure.
will bring your guitar or recordings. And
I heard one of those songs. It's good.
Good. I'm just all about, I don't want to call underground music, but, you know, because underground is above the ground mostly, you know. But people really like to right now research and search for the music that they are loving. God, thank you for all the media, social media. And Radio Venture will go and listen to what people are saying, you know, they
definitely.
Need. Because when I drive, you know, in a car and hear four songs over and over, I'm switching the channel, I still hear the same songs over and over. It's like we have so many amazing artists, and we hear a few of them. They're great too, but enough of it, you know.
Yeah.
Liam, time for you, really, to shine.
Oh, thank
but
you.
But I think, you know, in a way, we have the black mannequin. That's my version, Polish version. Mannequin.
The black mannequin.
The black mannequin. Yeah. But if you will say how you will be telling the title.
Yeah, it's called Black Mannequin.
Who wrote this song?
I wrote it. It's kind of a funny story. I'll tell it real quick. I was at the American Apparel Factory in downtown, and they had all these mannequins just laying out there. It was kind of spooky. They were just like all there. I guess they were for sale.
Well, they dressed well.
No, they were naked.
They were naked.
But they weren't actual like human mannequins. They were just like in the shape of humans, you know. So they didn't have any features.
Oh gosh, I hate them.
Yeah,
Macy's had ones like that. The ladies had no faces.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever you
nightmare.
Put on this is not. Yeah, you're right. Ugly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my roommate at the time, I came back home and I told him about that, and he jokingly was like, "Hey, wouldn't that be funny if you like." If someone wrote a song about that, and I was like, So it ended up being kind of a cheesy love song, but it's about being in love with the girl from the mannequin's point of view. So he's like stuck inside and he can't do anything.
He can say anything.
And he just wishes that she knew like how he felt about her.
You want me cry?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a beautiful story. Oh my gosh,
actually,
beautiful story.
Yeah, and the roommate is playing with us at our EP.
Yeah.
At our EP show. His name is Will, and he's playing in the band Professor Scholes. So that's another good reason to come.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
He gave me the inspiration to write that song. Thank you, Will.
Thank you. And we have some type of, I understand name of professor that Natasha mentioned. Is this somebody who overlooks this project?
Actually, it's more of an independent kind of project. We'll give him some presentations and kind of our plan for the entire event.
Who is the head of the class again?
His name is Professor Ken Lopez. He's very well known in the music industry, very involved with concert promotion, music, really all areas of music.
So. Wow. You students are so lucky.
You are working
with the best. I'm so, so, so
proud
of you.
Shout out to you, Ken.
Yay. Okay. I think it's a time for Black Mannequin. This is a beautiful story and very unusual movie we'll be making probably soon, opening in some theater about Mannequin falling in love with the lady, right. And then he turns into human. And oh, I see already the story.
Maybe a musical, you know?
Yeah,
a musical, yeah, new Phantom. Anyway, okay, we are playing.
I wake up in the morning. It's good to see your face so soon. I've got your clothes for the day, your favorite jeans and bright green shoes. I love that you tell me everything. I wish that I could tell you too. I think about you every day. I wish you knew what I knew. And it sucks when you leave, cause I really like a smile. It reminds me of before, I've been dead for a while, and yet I'm closer than before. Life's real hard when you're bottled up inside, and my mannequin body won't let me speak my mind to you. Let me speak my mind. She's the one I love. I'll try not to cry, she said, before she left for bed. Before she left for bed, a tears of plastic leave my eyes as I look up to the skies. I'm living in this nightmare. When will I wake up? And it sucks when you leave, cause I really like your smile. It reminds me of before, I've been dead for a while, and yet I'm closer than before. Yesterday was fine, you were saying you were mine, and now I'm not myself, just a dummy on the shelf. Let me speak my mind. She's the one I love. I'll try not to cry, she said, before she left for bed. Before she left for bed. Just cause I'm gone doesn't mean that I'm not here. I feel your soul everywhere. Thoughts made of plastic escape from my head. Even the flowers think I'm dead. Even the flowers think I'm dead. Even the flowers think I'm dead. Even the flowers think
wake up in the morning. It's good to see your face so soon. I think about you every day. I wish you knew what I knew. And it sucks when you leave, cause I really like your smile. It reminds me of before, I've been dead for a while. Yet I'm closer than before. Life's real hard when you're bottled up inside, and my mannequin body won't let me speak my mind to you. Let me speak my mind. She's the one I love. I'll try not to cry, she said, before she left for bed.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah. What a great representation of the sound of the band.
Thank you.
You were so right. Jazz, funk, rock, pop, something new, something old, great. Oh, you all are so good. This is a really great song. You sing beautifully. Very fresh, very unusual, intelligent music. I love it. Again, can you give us your website?
Yeah, our website is just angelusflight.com.
Wonderful. Of course, Accent On, please, on Facebook. If somebody wants to see direct links to SoundCloud and all the information. Also, Johnny, again, pitch your show one more time.
Yeah, definitely try to make it out this upcoming Sunday, November 10th at 8 o'clock, The Mint, LA and Hollywood. It's going to be a great night of music and a really great night for Liam and Angela's flight.
Super excited.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh.
I know
it's just the beginning, and I cannot wait to hear when you both maybe come back and we'll find out how many people came and if it was successful. I know the EP will be loved. People will be downloading. And you know what? More great, intelligent music.
We are
ready for that. Okay? Thank you so much. And for right now, I will say bye to everybody.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no